I'm taking meditation from Divine Intimacy. The Mass for today, the last Sunday of the liturgical year, is a prayer of thanksgiving for the year that is ending, and one of propitiation for that which is about to begin. It is a reminder that the present life is fleeting, and an invitation to keep ourselves readiness for the final step, which will usher us into eternity. In the epistle, St. Paul prays and gives thanks in the name of all Christians. We cease not to pray for you and to beg that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, that you may walk worthy of God in all things pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. This is a beautiful synthesis of the task which the interior soul has endeavored to accomplish during the whole year, to adapt and conform itself to God's holy will, to unite itself to it completely and being moved in all things by that divine will alone, to act in such a manner as to please our Lord in everything. God be praised if, thanks to his help, we have succeeded in advancing some steps along that road which most surely leads to holiness. Making our own the sentiments of the Apostle, we should give thanks to the Father who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light. The lot, the inheritance of the saints, of those who tend toward holiness, is union of love with God. Here below in faith, hereafter in glory. This heritage is ours because Jesus has merited it for us by his blood, and because in Jesus we have redemption, the remission of sins. Thus cleansed from sin and clothed in grace by his infinite merits, we also can ascend to that very lofty and blessed state of union with God. If with God's help we have succeeded in making some progress, there still remains more and greater work to be done. The Church, therefore, has us ask in the Collect, "Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people, that by more earnestly seeking the fruit of good works, they may receive more abundantly the gifts of thy loving kindness." So it is. The more we correspond to grace, the greater the graces our Lord will grant us. The more we press on toward him, the more he will draw us to himself, so that the result of this continuous interplay of the divine assistance and our correspondence will be the sanctification of each one of us. With the description of the end of the world and the coming of Christ to judge the living and the dead, the Gospel reminds us that just as the liturgical year passes and comes to an end, so does the life of man on earth. Everything will have an end, and at the end of all will come the majestic epilogue. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, the cross, and then shall all tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with much power and majesty. Jesus, who once came upon earth in poverty, hiddenness, and pain to teach us the way to heaven and to redeem our souls, has every right to return glorious at the end of time to gather the fruit of his labor and his blood. He will be our judge and will judge us, as he himself has said, according to our love. "Come, ye blessed of my Father, possess the kingdom prepared for you. For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat, thirsty, and you gave me to drink. As long as you did it to one of these, my least brethren, you did it to me." His sweet precept of love of God and of neighbor, will be the law by which we shall be examined. Blessed shall we be if we have loved and loved much. Many sins are forgiven her because she hath loved much. Jesus said, referring to the sinful woman, "Greater and deeper our love, the more effectively will it efface all the sins, miseries, and faults into which, despite our good will, we fail daily." For this reason, it is a great thing, says St. John of the Cross, for the soul to exercise itself constantly in love, so that being perfected here below, it may not stay long, either in this world or in the next, without seeing God face to face. The saint is alluding to a soul inflamed with divine love and longing anxiously for heaven in order to see its God face to face and be able to love him more. Only an intense exercise of love, however, can of itself lead to union with God, both here on earth and in a blessed eternity. Happy the soul who at the end of life, after having exercised itself much in love, can be immediately admitted to the beatifying union of heaven. Then it will have nothing to fear from the judgment of Jesus, for this judgment will be its eternal joy and happiness. And then lastly, I just want to bring this to your attention. I'm sure some of you may know of this already, but we are being asked to pray in Eucharistic adoration the day leading up to December 1st and into December 1st, because there is a very important pro-life legislation or case being brought before the Supreme Court. And so I just encourage all of us to be aware of that time, to make some time for Eucharistic adoration, and spread it around to your friends, family, and I hope anybody who might be watching this may also participate in that prayer for life.